was still awaiting word when I had to report back to Penn State in August for my sophomore year. Peggy, the bright spot in my life, was the only reason I wanted to go back. A week after I returned, I got the call from the Miami coach. The Canes wanted me. There was one hitch. I would have to transfer immediately. I met with my position coach at Penn State and explained the situation, saying that I wanted to be closer to my parents in South Florida. It wasn't exactly the truth, but I knew Coach Paterno was a devoted family man, and if the position coach gave that reason, it might make him sign my transfer papers more readily. It took a couple of weeks before Penn State released me, once they were finally convinced my heart to play football there was gone. I couldn't wait to tell Peggy. Our relationship had become serious in the months since we'd met. We were already talking about running off and getting married rather than waiting until we'd finished college. "Why should we wait?" I'd say to her. "It's obvious we love each other. There is no one else I want to spend the rest of my life with except you." Peggy felt the same way. I hadn't formally proposed, and we hadn't looked for rings, but it was a given that we were going to marry in the near future. 1,200 miles between us wouldn't change anything. Peggy promised she would join me as quickly as she could. But as soon as I left, Peggy's family, her friends, and her track coach began to talk her out of it. "How well do you really know this guy?" her coach asked. "Are you sure this is what you want to do?" I believe the coach was more worried about how Peggy's absence would affect his track team than about her happiness. She was a key leg on the Nittany Lions 4x800-meter relay team that had reached nationals the year before. He didn't want to lose her, and he knew that it would be the end of her collegiate track career. Miami didn't have a program to transfer to. Peggy's family had their doubts as well, and they advised her not to rush into marriage. Everyone's persistence finally wore her down. Peggy was apologetic and tearful on the phone when she broke the news to me. She wanted to slow things down. I was initially stunned by her unexpected change of heart, but that surprise soon turned into deep disappointment. I wasn't used to not getting what I wanted, but I eventually pulled myself together. We agreed to make the long-distance relationship work. We'd call each other several times a week, and I anxiously awaited the end of the season when I could visit her over Christmas break. The contrast between Sunshine U and Happy Valley was day and night. Where Penn State had been full of rolling hills and forests, Miami was sand and palm trees.